Proclamation number 6088, dated the October 24, 1954. Jesus had prior knowledge of his act. I wanted to suffer on your behalf and therefore consciously prepared myself for dying on the cross. I was aware of the exceedingly arduous path of suffering I had to take in order to redeem you from adversity and death. I foresaw everything. Nothing I had to endure was hidden from me, and yet, I walked towards it. I did not defend myself. I did not escape the danger but consciously approached it. I not only foresaw the sequence of my act of salvation, I foresaw the weakness and bondage which kept my living creations down in immense adversity and to whom I could only bring deliverance through my suffering and death on the cross. Everything stood brightly and clearly before my spiritual eye, the brutal power of my adversary, the fallen being's abysmal distance from God which constantly increased. I saw pitch black darkness on one side and brightest light and happiness on the other. I had come from the light and also wanted to carry it into the darkness, yet this necessitated a bridge. I had to offer something in exchange in order to be entitled to lift the tormented souls out of the abyss into the light. I had to use my life in order to buy life for the wretched creatures. The path of self-sacrifice was the only option, the sacrifice of the highest good I possessed. My life, for the sake of love for those who were dead as the consequence of sin. I had to pay for their life with my life. Everything stood brightly and clearly before my eyes. For this reason I already suffered dreadfully before, because, being human, I was created with the same emotions as you, with the fear of death, of the appalling suffering and of myself, that I might get exhausted, that my strength might not be enough and that my fallen brothers would have to remain in the great adversity were I to fail. However, the nearer the day of the happening came the more my strength grew. My strength grew like my love for the wretched human race, whose hardship I recognized every day more. And even though I was sporadically seized by weakness in view of what was ahead of me, my will nevertheless did not weaken to finish the work which I had started. For the human part of me kept in contact with the Father at all times, who permeated me with strength so that my love became increasingly more powerful and I finally died fully consciously, because I also realized that death had to be overcome and that this was my task as well. The path to the cross was bitter and excruciating, for I had to go through profound darkness in order to open the gate into the kingdom of light for all those who wanted to ascend from the abyss into the light. However, as a human being I had to endure the most bitter suffering and torment in order to help you, who, without my act of salvation, without my death on the cross, would have been irretrievably lost. This is why my earthly existence as a human was so tremendously sorrowful, for from the moment the Father had revealed himself in my physical shell I was also aware of everything that awaited me, and yet I voluntarily walked the path to the cross, for not the Father's will but my love for the fallen beings impelled me to accomplish the act of salvation, and this love gave me the strength to persevere until the hour of death. Amen.